Live from Blood Sports Studios, it's the Blood Sports The League podcast with Commissioner Dugan, Shane Sankey, and Rob Boohoos. Oh, wait, Rob Allen. I don't even know who we're talking about here. Hey, guys. Welcome to the first episode of the Bloodsport podcast.
Yeah.
Do we know what we're doing? Not yet.
Been flawless so far.
But we're hanging out. It's on a Wednesday night in August. Joining me tonight is none other than the owner of the Inglorious Boohoos, Shane Sankey. Shane, say what's up. Oh my God. Can I hear? Can we hear everybody? Wait, Shane. Oh shit. It's not Shane. Why is your mic not working all of a sudden? Rob, is your microphone working?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Rob's is working. Shane, what happened to you?
Can you hear me now?
Oh shit,
dude. Put the mute button on.
This fucking shows off.
It's something.
Okay.
Hey, everybody! Everybody,
hit the mute button.
Welcome to my show.
From the top.
Oh God, we're off to a. This is episode one. So this is episode one, guys. We are 40.
That was
We are already 40 minutes behind.
That was comedy gold.
45.
You're welcome, everybody.
We don't know what this show is yet. We just started, and we just know we like the idea of it. Rob, tell us what happened to your computer briefly.
Okay, yeah, so my computer likes to auto-update once every 6 weeks or so, if you leave it on for more than an hour. And I came home from work today, did some extra work because I'm a diligent and studious guy, and I left it up. And then it auto-updated, and now I can't open any of my Chrome links.
So now you're on your phone. You're calling in on your phone.
45 minutes trying to get rebooted. Well deserved.
Well, I can't believe I left the rodeo early to come to do this. But I don't even know. Like, I thought this first episode we'd just try out the technology, see how everybody likes this. And see how it goes.
I guess I walked into it thinking that Rob wouldn't ruin the whole thing right away.
Like, right off the bat. This is the inevitable. I don't know how you didn't see this coming.
Yeah.
I should have known.
Happy to deliver.
Listen, I think we're just all excited because it's fucking fantasy football season. It's actually here. This is after this weekend, starting with this weekend, we will not have football until February. So it's like, we're here. And it's like that time of year. And this is when I usually, as commissioner of Bloodsport, feel like the most jazzed up. Like, oh, I'm going to do so much. I'm going to make everybody laugh so hard through the whole season. And then it's just a downhill slope from there. And by the end, I'm like, fuck this. I'm 2-12. Who gives a shit? Fuck all these guys. They owe me money. This is bullshit. I'm never doing this again. But in August. Yeah, go ahead.
So in August, you have all this hope. Yes. You've got dreams. You're a hopeful child.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So some of my favorite August moments, the snake unveiling with the whole snake charmer outfit. I mean.
Oh,
That's the August energy, you know? And then, January, you're like, vote on this service monkey, you pieces of shit.
Yeah, no, like, y'all, where are you? Come on, Ian, can I get you to vote on the Mo? Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Come on. Can I share my typical August 10th tradition?
Yeah, sure.
So about this time of year, it's about week one of preseason, now the post Hall of Fame game, week one of preseason. And I think in my head, I should do some draft prep. Like, it's draft prep time, right? And then I don't do it at all.
Yeah. I'm usually throwing at you. I've been doing it since May. You're getting a little nervous.
somewhere around Sunday morning of the draft,
right?
I pop over my phone and get some ADPs
because you're usually drafting like on a dirt road. I always imagine you're on some dirt road and like by a power pole it's or desolate. Something, like hoping that you get extra juice or something.
Yeah, you gotta find that power pole.
Cutting out on your family, leaving the family behind to spend 2.5 hours baking in a hot car. On a dusty road.
I worked it in there. Oh man. Okay.
Daddy chill.
Okay, sorry. I'm fucking around with the soundboard already.
This is good pod. So far, good pod.
Yeah, no, it's like, listen, I think some congratulations are due us as the rules committee. Really fucking phoned it in this season. We didn't even open any of this shit to the league. We kind of said, hey, what do you guys want to change? Ian said tight end premium, and we're like, done. Okay, go with it. Fine. We'll go with it.
Make some suggestions.
I think we listened to the people.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying.
And we delivered what they wanted, and I feel pretty good about that.
Well, just I think we've only heard one voice of opposition, and that was Eric. He really hates tight ends for some reason. And not only does he hate tight ends, he hates giving them half a point more per reception.
Yeah, but he also likes to complain just to get attention.
Is that what it is?
Anything negative he's ever said to me, I've just assumed is because he wants attention, and then I feel like he usually
tries to acquire Darren Waller at some point in the season, and this really takes away from that strategy because you get the bottom 10 tight ends lifted up, interfering with his Waller strategy. So
I mean,
he's just salty.
To be fair, if you've done your research, I'd say, or you said try to acquire Darren Waller. Yeah,
that's right.
I had no idea that was a thing.
I've never heard of someone trying to acquire him. No.
Yeah.
Well, it's like. This league is either getting really old and we just don't give a shit anymore, or because we're in year 13, which is crazy, or they're just very complacent and they trust us. I choose the latter. They trust us, to guide them.
And, I agree with you. There's not a lot of pushback. Just blind trust. Let's let Ian decide what this league is going to be, and then they went with it. So, it'd be a winning strategy.
There was, I just hear this is just for us, the rules committee.
Yeah. Yeah.
We pretty much run this fucking show, and Rob, of course, makes the crucial mistake on the text thread. He's making it sound like he had some power. And Shane, didn't you call him out for that? I forget.
Yeah, it's important that everyone know that all decisions, especially ones you don't like, here's how it goes. If a decision is made for the league and y'all hate it, then that was Dugan, and that's his fault because he's a fascist and a piece of shit. However, if he made a decision and you guys love it and you're into it, it's because I talked to him.
Is that how it goes?
That's how it works, yeah. So I'm working what has to be done for everyone. And then this is Rob's. Then Rob's my apprentice.
Yeah.
But he spilled the beans, it's just not appropriate behavior. And I apologize on behalf of.
That's
him.
How you keep your status as the league's most lovable member. Just riding in to take all the victories. So
yeah, because it's true.
It is true. Yeah.
Wrong. 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 Wrong.
Okay. Fine. Fine. I didn't know what tight end premium was. I just
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited for it. The tight end is an unloved position. Let's just add some juice into it. And let's see how it fucking goes. I mean, listen, we did two flexes last year, which was insane. And so enough. And speaking of that, we brought back the defense. I mean,
I love the defense.
Yeah.
What?
Can I just say one last thing about tight end premium? Now you douchebags, and you know exactly who you are, who think you're so goddamn smart for drafting and rostering Cole Kmet. Now you can feel good. Now you can go to bed knowing you're not a complete and utter fraud.
Yeah.
So you're welcome. I did that
so
for you.
So who actually does the Lee? Is that a Lee guy? You know?
There's a couple. You know,
it's like a John Clark dude all the way, dude.
Yeah.
There's a couple of you out there. A couple of you Cole Kmet people. And I know it. Like right now, you're probably listening to this and you got a little notebook and Cole Kmet is like written in there with a star next to it. Like, and we're like a little note that's like, get this guy.
Cole Kmet.
Yeah.
I wonder how many league members can actually name 15 tight ends. Let's just say half of them.
That is,
can anybody name half of them? Can you guys name half of them?
I think I could name a good amount. Yeah.
You want to
put 30 seconds on the clock?
No, I'm not really that interested. But like you guys at home, you think, can you name 15 starting tight ends like off the top of your head right now? In fact, just do the AFC ones, and then there you go. just the AFC ones. I mean, like, you got Kelsey and...
We dare you to do it.
Whatever. Yeah. But defenses are back. That's, you know, come on. Let's cheer us for that, because, you know, I missed having them. I mean, they either get you -3 points or they can get you 22, so... I think we were smart to do it, and I've always wanted to take. I don't even know who's good on defense anymore. It's been a long time since I've looked at it, but listen, it was a
great part of the game, and we overlooked it.
We took it for granted.
Got swept up in the kicker hate. You know, I think that was.
It's like we just wanted offense last season. We overcompensated for everything because like 2020 was trash with the snake, and so we're like, okay, here's what the league needs: a lot more points. And how do we give them more points? We give them more wide receivers and more flex positions. But what all that did was dry up the talent pool, and the scoring was actually down from 2020. So. Yeah.
Here's a philosophical question. If it's defense special teams, why isn't a kicker
exactly?
Why isn't just one thing?
He's extra special.
Because you
that's
have to go get Boswell at like 11:58 in the morning before the opening kickoffs. You have to like log on real quick to make sure you've got, you know, that shit locked down. Yep.
Robbie Gould strained a calf in warmups.
I mean, it's only
posted till 11:15. So
it's only 20-mile-an-hour winds in Cleveland. Let's go. Let's go.
I won't. Yeah, we're not going to let anyone lose by the flukiness of the kicker. It's the weakest part of the game, for sure.
I mean, but so basically, that's really all we did in this offseason was add a half a point to a tight end. Any tight end, I guess. Name 15 of them. We brought back the defense, and we got rid of that extra flex. So we kept 3 wide receivers, 2 running backs, 1 quarterback, 1 flex, and 1 IR spot. And I swear to God, I'm going to fucking haunt that shit. None of these suspended players, no one getting Deshaun Watson, putting them in the IR spot. None of that trash. It ain't going to happen. You want fucking?
Just a question though. What happens if your player gets too sad to play and then suspended for gambling in the middle of the season?
Is that really cut his ass this year. Because
come on, that's
depression is not a reason to go on IR.
I'm not even sure.
And
it's
first
a real
of all,
thing.
He probably should have been suspended anyways. Yes, that dude was gambling the whole time. He was breaking the rules left and right. So, goddamn Calvin Ridley.
Fresh wound.
All right, so that's
yeah,
that
you
rule.
Deserve it. Yeah, you deserve it. You deserved
to you. You deserve
deserved
it.
Your Mo. You deserve that. You deserve that.
I earned it.
So,
or if your player takes a car 120 down the Vegas Strip or Vegas Strip adjacent street and lights a Toyota RAV4 and a Collie on fire, then you're also not eligible.
Now,
for
is that what was
which is which was sad, but also hilarious.
I'm glad you can find the levity.
The dog died?
The murder.
No. Because, I mean, you have to know the story of it. I had spoken to Ian about that trade and really tried to push rugs on him, like a date rape pill forever.
How many weeks had you been?
Oh,
since the draft. I tried to pump it up.
Yeah, I tried to pump it up by labeling it like rugs, rats, and like trying to show them that we were both into rugs, so it was cool to like, hey, we're both into rugs, like we share this love together, like so. Yeah, I want to share the rugs, and then finally he just gave in, and literally 2 days later that happened, and I read it and I laughed. I thought it was funny.
And how long exactly did Ian actually have rugs until the accident? Was it a week?
He never played for him.
It was literally happened.
Yeah, it was.
Do you
one
see
day
the fucking done. Future or something? Like, because that happened more than once to you last season. You were trading dudes, mm-hmm. and then
Calvin Ridley.
Shit,
he dumped Calvin Ridley.
The week he got sad. And then next thing you know, like. What happened, Shane?
I just got a feeling. I just don't like the looks of them.
I just
don't like how they're looking, and I don't
be problematic.
I don't watch. Well, I don't watch film. Mm-hmm. You know, like mm-hmm. I don't watch them
okay.
play.
So you pull up. You pull up the mugshot that they have, and you stare into their eyes.
I look at their NFL picture. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of look at the production, and if I feel like I don't like the look,
do you search
them,
their name into the GIF app, Giphy, and you see what kind of dance moves they're doing, like for the marketing videos? Like he pointed the football right at the screen, and then did the mic drop with the football. That's just an amateur move. I can't have that.
Yeah, I like all those GIFs, but I don't use those for this. I just think about it, and I just look at their face, and I think this is going to go south real fast. You know? Like Zach Wilson. Like I look at Zach Wilson. Last year, I looked at him. I didn't like the looks of him.
I'm well aware.
And I knew he was going to be shitty, so I
And where are you now on him, by the way, and for 2022?
I'm pretty high. I like what he's done with his life.
One allegation and you're back in. I guess that's why you've always liked Antonio Brown too, because that dude's good. He just finds a way to be relevant every time.
Got so much moxies. Just a real pizzazz about it.
Well, I think here's the secret. I'll share this with the league. If someone's a complete fucking piece of shit, right? Yet NFL teams are willing to put up with them. It means they're really good. Really good. And still in their prime. So like prime example of Ray Rice punches out his wife on camera, and then they're like, you know, they suspend him, but then there's some outcry and they just ban that dude for life because he was washed up. If he was like in his prime, it's like maybe a year.
Yeah.
Like Adrian Peterson beat a child with a stick and he got a year. And then they're just like, well, this is just how parents. And then they just all, everyone just wrote it off. They're like, well, that's just how parents do things in Texas.
Oh, Jesus.
And they're like, you just don't know. Like, that's just how it's done in the South. And then everyone was like, yeah, but he's really good too. So,
that text Gavin sent me to us today, it was like, my biggest regret, and this is Antonio Brown, my biggest regret is that I'll never get to see me, Antonio Brown, play a game live. Sure, I can watch the game afterwards, but I can't imagine what that was like for you all to see something like that. Like watching the Beatles or Jesus perform at Red Rocks. Why Red Rocks? Why Red Rocks?
Because that's the pinnacle of...
Yeah. I didn't know that Jesus performed at Red Rocks, which is tight.
Question though, what it said watching the Beatles or Jesus at Red Rocks. Does that mean that Beatles would be fine anywhere, but Jesus only at Red Rocks? Because I'm not watching Jesus at a podunk like Iowa State Fair. I'm not going to watch Jesus there. Fuck that.
Okay, so wait, did Rob hang up? Did his phone die?
Yeah, I think he's at. Yeah,
great.
Dude, again, we're gonna have to take it home.
Let's Holy
take it
shit, home. It's just us.
Bring the people what?
Just us now.
Let's bring them what they really okay. want. Congratulations.
We're at the we're at the 25 minute mark. I mean, okay, here's what I wanted to talk about. Like, Lee really thought he put a lot of work into the Champions Week. Now, I think it's a great thing. I don't know, not to toot my own horn, but like, I let the champion choose their a week of the fucking, I think that's a great privilege for a league champion. And Lee really took it. Usually it's like dragging teeth with these guys. Like, okay, come on, man. What do you think? Who do you, John Clark was quick with it. Eric was pretty quick with it, but like, it feels like, you know, Lee took it to a next level because he named all of the matchups and he had reasons behind it. And so Shane, here's what I'm going to do. Just since it's you and me, I'm going to name the bowls, as he calls them, and you can rate them, or you can say pass or whatever. And
can I just say whatever comes to my head?
Absolutely. We'll start at the top. Okay.
Okay.
Number one, he started with me. So it was the hashtag. His name was Matt Leach. All piss, no gas, mineral rights. Fight bowl will be Matt Leach versus Sean Dugan.
Yeah, because I think that's a good one, because you kicked him out of the league, and even though he's been very stoic about it, I think it really hurt his feelings. So that was fucked up.
Wait. I don't want everyone to. You think? No, Matt, that didn't hurt your feelings, did it? No, there's no way. No way.
I just think he's going to come in.
He's obviously back in the league. It didn't hurt his feelings that bad.
Probably just rejoined for
this moment right now.
Yeah, because he came. He back made
the
in fucking. Hot
didn't he make the playoffs and like all that?
Yeah, and he came in and he stomped you last year.
I know. Yeah,
so he's gonna keep doing it. I think he's back just to punish you.
I'm an asshole. All right.
I am an asshole. Okay, yeah, number
next,
two.
Next,
the Clarence. Okay, sorry. Some of these are funny. The Clarence Thomas big and tall brawl will be Ian versus John. Uh-huh. Big John.
Yeah, this is fine. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah,
I like the name
more than the matchup. I like the name more than the matchup.
Yeah, I feel like at the end of the day, like, they're both very just polite gentleman type.
They got darkness, and I think but they both have darkness.
I don't know. There's a lot of blackness in both of them.
I'm waiting for John Clarkson to come out. Yeah. It's like he's showing cracks. Like, we hear a little bit about his father-in-law every once in a while or something. Like, yeah.
Do you think that's why it's called? You think that's why it's called the Clarence Thomas Bowl?
I hope not. I hope. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That'd be
good job, Lee.
I can't believe with humor like that they let him teach disabled children.
You think so?
That's
yeah. Oh yeah. Well, they're at risk youth. Actually, it's not disabled. They're at risk. At risk of being traumatized by Lee. So yeah. Number three.
Societally.
Number three. Yeah. Let's hold on. I got to hit a transition button. Hold on.
Is that why those kids carve up all those fish?
It's better. Yeah. You better cut some flesh. It might as well be an animal, not a human, right? Isn't that the logic behind that?
Oh, yeah.
That's what they do in Texas. Hell, I try to give his program money, and they're like, fuck no, do not give that program any more money. So, I don't know. Yeah.
I think they're just trying to keep parents from beating them with sticks.
Oh, God. that's too heavy. Transition. That just wiped it clean. Okay. Number three, the Squares Final Fantasy Bowl of Betrayal 7. Dork Piss Remastered Bowl is John, Little John versus Josh.
Yeah,
I like a Dork Piss Remastered bowl.
Well, I heard, I mean, this is good because I, it's actually like, it is a Dork Piss bowl for sure. It's also sort of this like immunocompromised bowl in a lot of ways, because I hear Josh has really terrible allergies. And then John has no.
So it's like they're both like, that's good. And I did love that whole bit where he told Josh to sit his whole lineup, and then at the last minute did all the starters. Great portrayal, fantastic. Josh ended up getting Mo because of it, and it's great. Okay,
so that'll be tight. So these are all good so far.
The one that makes me uncomfortable is y'all calling me out about Matt Leach. So I mean, that's definitely okay. Refresh. The Calvin Ridley's hot sad potato cheesehead bowl is Rob versus Shane. Mm-hmm. Let me comment on this. I told Lee multiple times, and you told Lee multiple times, and Rob told Lee multiple times that Dugan versus Shane is the prize matchup. But he chose put you two together against each other.
Yeah, Rob didn't want that for sure. I don't know. I think it'll be good. I spent a lot of time arguing with Rob all the time. A lot of it, it's pretty toxic, and so this is going to give us two super toxic weeks every single year. That's the thing lost on this is this is the bookends of the season, right? Right, you play this person twice. These are going to be good games. I don't draft for shit, so actually, week one doesn't appeal to me very much. But
if you're not doing well, we'll go all in.
Oh, I'll drop everything. I'll scorch the earth to beat him.
I think you've did that before. You've done that in the past.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I turned it in like a 3-win season just to burn him, and it worked. I'm willing to do that. That's the intensity I bring to these games.
No, I believe it.
Hot potato. I believe you.
Oh, shit. Rob's trying to get back. Okay, by the way, Rob's computer was a piece of shit, and then he had to switch to his phone, and then his phone, I think, died, and now he's trying to get back on his piece of shit laptop, but I just sent him a screenshot that says his device is not capable of recording, which is so funny, and so he's going to spend the next 20 minutes trying to get in on this. So we're going to transition out of Rob and Shane. Let's hit this one. Love this. I love that. And we're going to go straight to number 5. The Fred Jackson's Never Been a Champion Good Guy Hate Bowl is Eric versus Gavin. Do you know the history between that one? Shane?
No.
The Fred Jackson part. Or no, you don't. The good guy. I'm a nice guy to everybody. And Eric played in the championship game back in, I don't know, earlier Bloodsport. Maybe Bloodsport 4 or 5. It's one of those.
Yeah, I remember.
And I think Gavin won it with Fred Jackson as a backup running back. And it was like by 0.2 points. It was like the closest title game we've ever had.
It was some bullshit. I remember because he beat me the week before with just the biggest piece of shit Atlanta wide receiver. I don't remember. Harry Douglas, which sounds like a fucking something you call your dick. And so I feel that year of sadness.
Yeah, and to me, I think this is one of the better matchups because Eric has been in the playoffs every fucking year ever. And Gavin is usually pretty fucking solid if he doesn't overthink himself.
This one is very underrated.
On the thread, Gavin told Eric that he's never won a championship with Gavin in the league, and that has launched a rivalry. So I think this is a good one.
That's a good one.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I think Eric deserves this. He tried to double down last year. He tried to pile on Leach in his sadness, and you know, he was, because Leach was like a wounded animal.
Yeah,
you know, with that shit you did to him.
God damn it.
And so then he tried to like be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get, you know, Leach is coming back limping, and I'm gonna try and you know, take him on. That was his championship pick. And so I think Eric definitely has this coming. So maybe not maybe such a nice guy. Maybe
he's not actually nice maybe to like, everyone.
Yeah, because who says
I'm nice to everyone guy? Is what he said.
Yeah. Who says I'm nice to everyone? You're not nice to Matt Leach with that game.
I like it when the champions pick Josh to be their rivalry and Josh wins the game. It's one of my favorite things on this planet.
Yeah.
And Josh, if you actually are listening to this, way to go, dude. So, okay,
We're 36 minutes in. He's probably out by now.
He doesn't have time for this. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me hit it. Oh, wait. No, wait. Not that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay. Wait. Back to the transition tree. The blurry milk carton, where's my missing piss boy bowl of Berrios bowl, is Eric Gonzo versus Trent. And I'll let you.
Are those guys still in the league?
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm just kidding. That's a great bowl. It's very wholesome. Both those gentlemen are very wholesome guys. They're good people. I feel like they're going to treat each other with a lot of respect. If anything, they're probably the best human beings in the league. Like, I'd say that.
I'd say overall. The most wholesome.
I mean, the most genuine, for sure.
I mean, Trent likes going to the zoo, and Gonzo is a family man, and, you know, he designs people's homes and stuff, so it's like...
If what's really funny about that is I actually thought, because you would put something out there, that he worked at World Market, you know, that
store. I thought it would have been funny. Yeah.
So I thought that's interesting that he works at. We have a World Market here. You can get some interesting.
That's the only time, the only place I've seen those green tea Kit Kats. So, telling you.
So if you can hook us up with that, Gonzo. Yeah. Green tea kick ass.
Yeah, thanks, Gonzo.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Okay, so hit that transition. Mm-hmm. And I think we got one more here. Lee picked his own champion week. And so it's, let's see, Munchain's the grower, not the shower. Fart Chamber Champions Cup O Ramen Piss Flavor Bowl is... Lee versus Heath. Lee chose Heath. Why do you think Lee chose Heath?
I don't know. It's very interesting. Why would Lee choose Heath?
Does he think... Oh my God, he's back. He's back.
You're like loading in two different screens. It's weird.
Oh my God.
So you think this is a layup? You think he's using it?
No offense.
I know. Yeah, that was a good deal. In retrospect, it was a bad trade for Heath, but. You can't do it that way. You have to take. You got to be like where you're at and what you're projecting out. Rob's going to fuck off, Rob.
Rob's computer rage quit on him again. This is how he came in for 5 seconds.
He jumps in.
He starts contributing.
He contributes nothing.
And then he fails again. It's like. Boom, I'm gone. So it's like, oh, and here he comes back. Jesus Christ, he's great. Back. Oh, my God. Are you trying to... No. We're going to... After the show, we're going to have words.
Wrong.
So, Okay, I think that was it. We just went through. We just went through the whole thing. That's good. So let me hit this fat transition, and I think I.
Oh, Rob, do you? No, can you slide it back? Can you do the transition back?
Ooh.
Yeah, can you do it back? All right. I was just going to say about our yeah, it is. But our matchup is just, ugh. Sometimes it's, are you?
What?
Bye, Rob.
But he's here. Yeah, you're still here.
No.
Yeah, no. No.
No. No.
Well, this is just the first episode. It's okay. It's the first episode, and we're going to have some things. Okay, guys, we got to wrap this fucking thing up. I didn't want to go into an hour.
What?
Not on the first episode. Rob, go to fucking Best Buy. Get a fucking laptop that works, and, you know, or make your work pay for one. Enough.
Enough. All right. Slide it again. Let's go on. It's getting awkward.
Yeah. All right, I guess I wanted to talk about the draft party, but we can do that next week. So, you know, while we have Rob here, just I want to see how this plays on the thing. It's called. You're still here. Chill. I'll tell you when you're not. I'll tell you when you're not. Oh my God. Damn it, Rob. Guys. You guys were awesome. It wasn't as venomous of a. That wasn't a venomous as a attack as I thought maybe y'all were going to do. You guys actually had logic behind your arguments. Usually you just shoot from the hip.
To be fair, I didn't.
Well, I don't have any stats. And by the way, here's another problem is what I noticed is while Rob was really giving his heart out to the thing, I noticed in his window there was a little like exclamation point. So I'm worried that none of his audio actually is recording right now, and the last 10 minutes. Has just been a fucking waste until Shane's argument came in. So I don't know. I may have to come in and we'll have to see. But you know, this is episode one. It's to work the kinks out, and we'll get it going. But I don't know. I think we're good for episode one. We're coming up on an hour, huh? What do you guys say? Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Preseason week one.
I'll be back
with analysis.
Well, preseason week one and schedule Bloodsport schedule release day. So I meant like, you know, I give us I fucking give us an A. I don't, you know, we'll see. John, I know John McCandless will listen to this, but I don't know. No, you get a C. I meant just to see. I meant what you brought was an A material, but your technology use of technology is a C minus. So okay, well,
I've never seen a sweatier podcaster from all the like.
Oh my God, he really did. He's been psyched about it all day. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna hit this intro. So guys.
Yeah,
you know, from the Bloodsport team, rules committee, and commissioner, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week on the Bloodsport the League podcast. Commissioner Dugan out.